Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
These are some of the wildest days taking place. Some of the things you just really do not, cannot even imagine them taking place. But they're happening. These things are really happening. I think about Israel. How many times did Israel get under pressure when you read about it in the Old Testament? And they ran straight to the treasurers, the treasury of that nation, and they gave their money over to somebody they feared. They paid tribute to another nation. It's almost like America's paying tribute to Iran, the enemy, the major sponsor of terrorism around the world, the enemy of Israel. These are just crazy days taking place. What's taking place? We're going to get back from this break. We're going to talk about this because some difficult days are ahead, some difficult days, but God has a plan for us. We're supposed to respond to him. He says, listen, if we hear his voice and respond, then he'll lead us through these difficult waters and difficult seas. Also, we're going to hear from John Paul Jackson talking about there's going to be riots in the cities. We just saw that take place in Milwaukee. We saw it take place in Dallas. We're seeing it take place in different areas of the nation and the world. Well, the reports are it's going to be so serious that they're going to begin to even raid food trucks. I mean, you look what's taking place in Venezuela right now. That reportedly is coming to America. Imagine your sovereignty of your state. Every state has a constitution. You have the United States Constitution, but every state operates under its own constitution. When officers, for example, enforce the laws in your state, they're enforcing the state statute laws, not the U.S. laws. But now imagine if there was no more state constitution for your state. Well, we're going to share a prophetic night vision the Lord gave specifically of that taking place in addition to revival breaking out.
Where was the Navy? Where was the Navy? Think about it. That was a prophetic word. Where was the Navy? I mean, how could anything happen? I know in this particular airline, you remember the airline that disappeared over in the Indian Ocean?
To Malaysia?
Yeah, just disappeared. It was so beyond our understanding because we thought everything's being tracked,
sure.
Especially an airplane. And they've convinced us in that whole thing that it's possible to get off the grid and not know something. Well, imagine if somehow a military force ended up in the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, you look at the map, it looks small, but I've been in the middle of it before. It's big. It's a big area. Myself and Brett Holderbaum was shown by the Lord that one was an aircraft carrier went down in the Gulf.
Wow.
And the sailors came, had to swim to shore, and they were coming on shore, I believe it was, and they were all dripping. They could not believe that a carrier, which is our an aircraft carrier is a sign of our strength. And it sunk. But with me, the Lord had shown me, it was almost like we were preparing for, the nation was preparing for a potential battle coming from the south in this prophetic encounter with God. He's showing me this. And then suddenly we realized that there was no time. It happened faster than we thought. It was a suddenly. Mm. And there was this whole, what do you call the ships that are all together in a fleet? Or a,
Armada?
No.
You know, something they come in, you never heard that?
Military, a Navy. Navy. Anyway, so.
A fleet?
That sounds good. I'll take fleet for
right.
200.
All right, take fleet. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to help you here. Go on.
And so you have the battleship to carry. All this stuff is coming. But it was all of a sudden it appeared, the battleships did, in the Gulf of Mexico, mm-hmm. coming toward Florida, predominantly towards the Panhandle area, actually.
Wow.
And everybody panicked.
This is a night vision.
Everybody panicked, and everybody starts running north. So imagine everybody in the state of Florida starts to run north. They start to run north, and all of a sudden, they start running over the Florida line into Georgia, I guess, in Alabama, and there's this big safe room, and the safe room has like steel walls, like four steel walls in it, and it's impenetrable. Huh. But this is a place for the governor. The governor is supposed to be put in this particular safe room, and the governor is the one that leads your state over the state constitution, and just like the president would be over the nation. And the governor of Florida did not make it to the safe room, which that happened today. That would be Governor Scott of Florida, which means the governor's position wasn't safe. But the next thing that even confirmed that was they were handing the constitutional papers, the papers, the sovereignty of Florida, for example, was being passed over the northern borders headed towards D.C.
Wow.
And when you hear about things going national and we need a national police force and, you know, what do we need the state's rights things for? What you're doing is you're doing away with the constitutional rights of your nation, of your state. And that's not the original intent. And once you do that, then you're under a federalized, tyrannical, one-rule government.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times did we see the assistant of President Barack Obama? She was born in Iran.
Valerie Jarrett.
She's right there on CBS Sunday Morning News going, when they came into her office, which used to be Hillary Clinton's office, she said that. It used to be. And then she said, oh, I was just going around Congress. I mean, she just said it. And when somebody says they're going around Congress, they're going around you as your representative. So they're going around the states. They're going around Congress. And they're just kind of pushing these things into play. And it's like people are just sitting back. This thing was going to happen suddenly. And now that we're seeing these things come into place, we talked about martial law and how things can come into play. When martial law means basically a general, a military general is put over the entire nation.
Yeah,
or the region. What we do now, we say things like a state of emergency. That's just semantics. If they put a state of emergency over a city, for example, that's martial law. They can do anything. Sure. They can supersede any particular law that's out there. And so we're seeing these things take place, but also we're hearing these prophetic warnings. When we saw what took place in Venezuela, you hear this warning about John Paul Jackson. It's like it's coming from every angle.
Yeah.
As an earlier program, you saw, you know, how serious this intensive storm is. But listen to John Paul Jackson as he's talking about, you know, that even food trucks, people are going to have raid food trucks because the hunger is going to be so bad. They're going to have to put guards on the food trucks. As a matter of fact, listen to this.
Another headline, food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. Food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. And then this headline kind of came just not that long after that, and it said this. Sysco and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget. Sysco and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget. And a little bit of what I remember reading, I didn't get to read much about it, but a little bit of what I remember reading had something to do with food was so expensive, people would actually rob food trucks while the driver would be in delivering the food into the store. They would rob food trucks, they tried locking the trucks with padlocks, so the driver had to come out and unpadlock the truck every time. But then they were also beating the truck driver and robbing the food truck. And also using some type of a torch or a saw or something that while the driver was in, then they had this lock mechanism that I guess was hard to get to, but they just cut a hole in the side of the truck. They just cut a hole in the side of the truck and went into the side of the truck through the metal of the truck and took the food out while the driver was delivering the food. So Sysco and Kraft apparently one day are going to consider guards on their delivery trucks.
It's happening as we speak at this very moment in Venezuela. It's happening, and they're going into Colombia, and we're seeing that take place.
100,000 people.
A day. John, how far away was it 2% of our food, 2% of our population?
2% of our population produces food for the other 95%, 98% rather, and the average miles that food travels. In a truck to get from, you know, the farms to our, you know, plate at home to eat, it's about 1,500 to 1,700 miles.
Which is a lot of population to pass with that food in your truck if people are starving and they're hungry. This generation, I mean, you know, I've had the benefit of watching things grow.
Yeah.
You put stuff in the dirt and fertilizer on it and it grows. But this generation probably doesn't understand the cows do not come from McDonald's. You know, that they are raised up in a field.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably don't understand.
We're so disconnected from what life used to be not too long ago.
Right.
We've become so comfortable and so, you know, caught up with the technology and the conveniences of this world. But most people don't realize that life was you got involved in life. You were up early.
It didn't just happen.
No, you had to work.
And I'm saying that because if you don't know that's how it works, then you just, I've got to find the truck. That's where the food actually comes out of. Cows come from a truck. I saw them riding down the road one day. There was cows in the truck. I got to find the truck and rob it. That's if they don't know that it actually came from a farm and that you could have your own cow and that milk does not come from a gallon jug. It comes from, you don't want to know where it comes from, but it just comes, milk comes from.
Yeah. It's really amazing. I just was reading how the farmers we're and it's, think of what's happened in the West and in our country. We've become really so prideful. History is riddled with so many examples of great nations, great armies, vast armies that you would never think they could fall.
Right.
And it was overconfidence in their ability, overconfidence in their strength, overconfidence in their wealth, and they were done in.
Right.
And yet today, farmers that are not even shipping food out, it's too expensive to ship food because their fears are the consumers are going to reject them because they have a scratch on a tomato or a...
We have people going through a drive-through restaurant getting their food in 20 seconds, and they're just like, that took you so long.
Yeah,
I want some free fries with that, right? Something like that. It's like, can you imagine this generation having to plant something in the ground and just watch it grow?
And wait.
Can you imagine them waiting?
No.
They're going to say, where's the truck?
Yeah,
I got some tools. Where's some truck? You know, and you're going to see people that coagulate and come together, and they're going to have this singleness of mission, which is to acquire things, stuff, and food, and we would call that a gang.
Yeah, but they would see themselves as Robin Hood.
Right.
They would see themselves as legitimately having access to your food.
Right. Only because we have a need.
Right.
Only because we have a need. And this particular History Channel documentary called Armageddon, which talks about an EMP being exploded over the United States.
It was a National Geographic that put this together.
Yeah, and that, you know, what happens when things shut down. And they said, this is a very powerful, true quote they said in there. They said that, you know, rich people are nice until they're not rich anymore.
Mm.
And so right now everybody's like, oh, you know, take your time. Why? Because I'm in a car. It's got air conditioning going over me. Has a nice stereo playing, right? You're not sticking to your vinyl seats. Yeah. You're trying to chug out another gallon of gas to get down the street. And so America's is like the poorest person in America is richer than approximately 70% of the world's population. Americans are rich. One particular statement was this, John, that right now if we lost the value of all of our dollars and all we had was gold in America, but we had all the gold that was available on the earth, we still could not live at the lifestyle we're living in right now. That's how rich America is. And this is demand for more. And so now you're going to look at just what happened in Milwaukee. That's going to begin to happen all over the world and over the United States. As a matter of fact, John Paul Jackson prophesied about riots taking places in cities, but also in Washington, D.C. Let's take a look at what John Paul Jackson said about that.
So, what kind of things do you see happening over the next, say, 2012?
Riots are coming. Riots in the streets are coming. And if we're not careful, shortly after the next election, the anger will mount so much that we'll end up having martial law declared. And there are six cities in the United States that, and there may be more than six, but I have seen six cities in the United States where martial law was declared.
And where did you
loss
see
of
that?
Life, loss of life was taking place. So you see Detroit, you see Los Angeles, you see New York, you see Atlanta, you see here in Dallas, surprisingly. And then there's one other mystery city that I saw, but I don't know the name of the city.
Another headline, Washington, D.C. riots. Washington, D.C. riots continue. That's all I saw.
So you think about Washington, D.C. I'm thinking about Brett Holderbaum's prophetic word that he got. Pat, get that word for me. Brett Holderbaum.
We've been seeing these riots in Missouri. We saw these riots in Baltimore. We've seen these riots in Dallas.
Well, Dallas, we just saw the murdering of these police officers and the shooting of the citizens in the street. Texas is a strong state.
Yeah.
I mean, when Texas is under assault, you have to understand that everything else could just fall like a leaf. But you had Detroit, which we know that What did the police chief say in Detroit?
The police officers were saying, they have billboards saying, don't come to Detroit, come at your own risk. We can't protect you. Come at your own risk.
Welcome to the city.
Yeah.
Welcome to what the DNC policies will actually do right there. Then L.A., you know, you're looking at L.A., New York, Atlanta. We've seen several words about Georgia and Atlanta. Yeah. Atlanta is hot.
Yeah.
I mean, Dallas is hot. It was 107 degrees in Texas yesterday.
It's unreal. And we haven't seen these type of riots in a generation. 40 years is when we've seen the last time we've seen these.
But the things we're going to see now, because people have been trained up, people have been selling them digital killing games now for so long. They're pumped and they're ready and know how to do something that's just...
And there's nothing like a camera to fuel that stuff that's already, you know, raging.
Right. You know, and Brett Holderbaum, he came to the VFN Dream Center and God began to show him about Washington, D.C. because John Paul Jackson was talking about that we're going to begin to see. And that was early on when John Paul was saying that. So we're seeing that word come to pass.
Oh, yeah.
But Washington, D.C., the riots have yet to happen. But listen to what the Lord revealed to Brett Holderbaum while he's at the VFN Dream Center about Washington, D.C. and what was going to take place.
The Sunday morning at the Dream Center on April 10th, we were in worship. And I just felt this strong wind blowing through the Dream Center. It was so strong, I could barely stand. And I just began to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing? And the Lord gave me a picture, and it was a picture of the coast of Africa and a storm brewing off the coast of Africa. And for those that live in the Gulf Coast region or anywhere in the hurricane area, we always keep an eye on the Gulf Coast starting about June 1st to November 30th, and because that's where the hurricanes, a lot of them come from the coast of Africa, the most severe ones anyways, it seems. So taking it through, the Lord began to speak about how a hurricane is formed, and a hurricane is formed through a tropical disturbance. And then it moves to a tropical depression, and then it becomes a tropical storm, and then it becomes a hurricane. And we all know the severity for those that live on the Gulf Coast, one being the least and five being the greatest. The Lord showed me in this vision about this hurricane going up the east coast of America. And then he showed me a map, and I saw Washington, D.C. And then the Lord began to speak. And the Lord said, he's tearing down the monuments. He's tearing down the monuments. All the monuments that man made, God is tearing them down. He said a fresh wind is going to blow through Washington. A fresh wind. So, Lord, we thank you for just sharing with your people what you're about to do, Father. And, Lord, we are so thankful that you speak to your people. And, Lord, we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise.
So we appreciate, you know, Brett sharing that with us. This is a powerful encounter at the VFN Dream Center. But then notice that the turmoil came. But then fresh wind came after that, a fresh move. We're going to talk about, we'll get back from this break. God gave me on a sabbatical this one prophetic encounter, a very powerful one. And it does talk about the trouble, but it also talks about the results and how the church is going to begin to just grow and multiply because of this tilling up of the soul, if you will. I want to share I was on a sabbatical many, many years ago. And that wasn't many years ago, but the Lord spoke to me on that sabbatical in time of prayer to seek in the Lord. And he showed me a response to what's going on today. And in this particular night vision, this dream, he showed me Pastor John Kilpatrick, which is a spiritual father to me and a prophet and an apostle. And he was standing in the marketplace. And he begins to declare he begins to send this word out. And the word is like, the enemy's coming from the east and the enemy's coming from the west, coming from both sides. Mm. And the number on this particular enemy is 666. And then 67 was involved in that. And of course, you're thinking, well, yeah, that's kind of where we are. But then he says, but don't, the word was, he said, in the stream, he said, we're going to defeat them. He's declaring this out. We're going to defeat them, and we're going to just mow them right over. And the church is going to multiply. When you think about it, when you begin to build or farm, not build, but to plant a farm, the first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to till the soil up.
Mm.
You're going to have to get the hard ground and make it soft. And this storm is driven by the enemy, by Satan.
Yeah.
I remember very specifically all this data and everything that is being gathered on us is going to be used at some point in time. I was in this particular dream the Lord gave me, and I was watching people just gather all this data, and all of a sudden I just realized they wouldn't let anybody talk about it. But I knew, you know, this was all this data was going to be used for the beast economy.
Mm-hmm.
But we had whiteboards, basically. Everybody had a different whiteboard they can write on. So I got up my whiteboard. I don't know if you can see the image right now, but I pulled that and I began to write on mine. I said, listen, I think it was that the number of his name is 666, talking about this is the mark of the beast. I mean, all this data is about controlling folks. Mm-hmm. When you think about this, you have family members. You have five family members in a home.
Right.
None of them really knows, unless the people share, what's happening in their life.
Right.
But all five of them have a mobile device, whether it's a PS thing or whether it's a phone,
a tablet,
or whatever.
Laptop.
Those are owned by corporations. Hmm. That information is being gathered into a computer system about you. What does that mean? That means the incorporated company knows more about your family than you do. I mean, you can imagine you sitting around in the family. You have some teenagers that are going through there, you know, and if they're, you know, what are you doing on the, I'm just texting my friend. But if you actually said what was in the text, it would be like, oh, I'm so bored sitting here with my parents, right? But they didn't communicate that.
Right.
But they did communicate it to the company.
Mm.
And since there's locators on every phone, they know that your whole family's together because all your little phone and devices are together.
Your dot is there.
But what the kids don't know, the husband just texts the wife and said, oh, Lord, these kids are driving us crazy. So kids don't know that. And so, but the company knows that. You see what I'm saying? They're gathering all this information about how you relate to people and how you think. And everybody's thinking because the people in front of me and the people that's close to me don't know it. Nobody knows it. So they're gathering all that on you.
Mm.
And it's going to be used. This whole thing, EMP might be a blessing if it shut down all the electronics that's going on. But we don't want an EMP, and we just ask that not to happen. But know that even in the storm, what God showed me was that what he was saying through that dream was that we're going to mow that, we're going to defeat the enemy. The enemy's going to be defeated. Listen, America's sleeping right now. There's people in America that you're thinking, you know, where are the strong men at? Where are the people? They're working right now. They're at their jobs and they're taking care of their families. But if you do, they're going to wake up and they're going to respond. They're the ones that woke up in World War I. They're the ones that woke up in World War II. Yeah. They're the ones that woke up and said, listen, this is the right thing to do. And Rick Joyner, God showed him very specifically that there was going to be a people that wake up when this devouring spirit begins to go over the America, and people begin to destroy, a destroying spirit, and destroying different things and very things that they need to be able to live on, that something's going to rise up. Potentially it could be the Second Amendment, you know.
It'll be a tipping point.
A tipping point, but they're going to realize we got to deal with this evil because this evil's hurting our community and our families. We have to deal with it. And he said that was going to happen. It was going to be dealt with, and America's going to come back to a different place, almost like a purging, almost like a purging when you think about it. And you heard the mayor of Baltimore talk about just give them time to purge. And it's almost like the people who are moving in darkness is actually using the words that God's actually going to purge evil potentially, you know, from the land. But I want you to be encouraged that God's saying, listen, that this, though the enemy's big, if we cry out to God like we talked about in our previous program, you got to get that program. We talked about it, even the offer that's up for you today, that you got to be able to humble yourself and cry out to God. God will deliver us from our enemy and understand how to be it's time to learn how to be the church. You can't multiply if you don't know how to multiply. You know, if you don't know about how to make disciples or how to be a disciple, it just doesn't just happen. You have to tell people. Even Jesus himself went to the next city to tell somebody about God, about the kingdom of God. He went himself. If Jesus went, we have to go. And what he says, listen, I want you to go tell them about me. But first, we have to become a disciple. The best way to prepare for what's going on, the way that we're going to win and defeat, is to begin to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. If you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, it's time to really, truly make him the Lord of your life by being his disciple, to know and to follow his teachings. And we have something for you. It's a wonderful road. It's called Emmaus Road. And we call it Emmaus Road because Jesus, when he was raised from the dead, 3 days after him paying the price for our sins, he was walking on Emmaus Road, a road to Emmaus with his disciples, and they didn't yet know who he was. And as he was revealing to them the scriptures, their hearts burned inside of them. So on the way to Emmaus, on Emmaus Road, God spoke to them, and their hearts burned as God spoke to them. That's what Emmaus Road's all about. We have that for anybody who wants to do it today. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. It says, Hello, Church. Hover over that. You'll see Emmaus Road and see which path you want to take. Mm-hmm. But this is, you're not prepared if you're not a disciple. If you have it, yes. As a matter of fact, I want you to see something. This is a dream that was given to Demetri Duderman. Mm-hmm. You got to see this because 75% of the people were not prepared. They were not yet disciples. They didn't have the weapons they needed to be able to fight the fight against darkness. Mm-hmm. And listen to what happened. Watch what happened right here. These are people who chose not to go down, as we said, Emmaus Road to be a disciple. Take a look.
And he said, I just had a real strong dream. And he said, it was getting very dark. And as I looked around, there were many people around me. And somehow I knew that all these people were Christians. And as it began to get darker and darker, I saw an army coming. And all of the army was dressed in black except one. And that one exception was dressed in red. And it had a sign on his forehead, and he began to speak. He said, I am Lucifer, and I've come to make war against the children of God. And all the people, you know, became scared. And then Lucifer said, who has the strength, the things that they can stand against me, you know, go to the left. Those of you that don't even want to fight against me, go to your right. And he said that about only 25% of the people went to the left, and all the others herded to the right. And then Satan gave the order, attack all of those on the left, kill them. And as the army advanced and they surrounded the little group, this is that a light began to shine from heaven, and it surrounded the group. And a voice said, take out your swords and defend yourselves. And one of the people in the group asked, but what swords? And the voice said, the word of the Lord is your sword. Take it out and use it. And then they began to quote scripture from the Bible, and this army stopped advancing. And all of a sudden they began to sing this song. And the army got so scared that they began to run away. And then Satan became very furious. And he said, attack those on the right. And one by one, those on the right, you know, were all killed. They couldn't defend themselves. And then one of the people in the little group asked, how come those people couldn't be defended as we were? And the voice said, those people were lukewarm all their lives. They one foot in the world and one foot in the church. They never really had the word of God nor the power of God. And because of that, they could not be defended. And he said, the sun began to shine and all the black clouds began to disperse. And there was only one cloud left with Lucifer and his army on it. And Lucifer began to shake his fist at the little group. And then it disappeared. You know, and he said as he looked around, he saw many people that he recognized, you know, in the little group that he knew as Christian brothers. You know, so that was the dream.
The sword of the Lord is the word of God. And if you don't know the word, if you haven't, I believe it's 81% of Christians in America mm-hmm. don't even pick up their Bible at all. Mm-hmm. And of the 19% that do, only 3% of them take it seriously in regards to applying it to their life. And you're looking at 25% had to even be told how to actually use the scriptures at that point. But 75% didn't. You need to arm yourself. Not with bullets. You need to arm yourself with the sword of the Lord, which is the word of God, scriptures, which is going down Emmaus Road to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Listen, he says very specifically, it cost you everything. Somebody told you it didn't cost you. He said it cost you everything. Yeah. It cost Jesus his life. It costs us everything. Unless you deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow him, you can have no part of him. He said the road to destruction, to basically hell, is wide, and many people go that way. The road to eternal life is narrow. It's hard to get there, and few find it. You got to do something. You're not saved by works, but if you're not moving in works, you're not saved. You're going to have to begin to be his disciple. And Emmaus Road is right there for you right now. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, hover over Hello Church. Mm-hmm. Emmaus Road's right there, and begin to get your journey. Get prepared for this day. This day is upon us. It's critical, as you saw in our previous program, that we're just sensing it. We feel it. I know that Pastor John Kilpatrick, we had in our previous program, feeling the same thing. And we just need to respond. If you're fully armed with Scripture and knowing how to properly apply the Word of God, which means you have to begin to use and move and operate in it, Emmaus Road is perfect for that.
Absolutely.
It is totally perfect for that. So I want to encourage you today, get involved in Emmaus Road. Choose your path today, but let God begin to burn your heart as he reveals the Scripture to you. Get used to hearing his voice. Begin to abide with him. You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. They go, I want to get serious with God. And they just kind of do some religious stuff.
Mm.
They order a book or something. We have a plan for you. It is totally free. You can request that plan today at iabide.org. It's a simple abiding plan. We'll walk you through a few little steps to be able to do it. It's free. It comes right to you in your email. All you got to do is go to iabide.org and request your simple abiding plan today. Be a disciple and abide with the one whose disciple you are, and everything's going to be fine. Everything is going to be totally fine. Speaking of that, as things begin to escalate in regards to the kingdom of God and the church begins to multiply, because one thing the Lord said specifically in that night vision was the church is going to multiply through this, which means, you know, we're going to be disciples and we're going to make disciples and we're going to go out and tell people about the Lord. We're going to abide with him and it's going to be awesome. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Yeah.